and Jess. Mornings on Mix 106.5.
Okay, hi everybody. Welcome to your Tuesday show.
Good morning. Happy Tuesday.
I was waiting for you to hop in there.
Like, I was thinking in my mind, like, yesterday was, it felt like the longest day of my life. That it, like,
this week's already been,
it's
like,
only
long.
Tuesday? Yeah. Does anyone else feel that way? Well, we've only gone through one day so far.
Like, the problem is,
why does it feel like that?
Like, weekends to me are no longer used for fun. In your 40s, like, and I don't know if you, do you feel the same way?
Yes. Like, the weekend is to prepare for this week.
It's exactly right.
And then I still have things to do on Monday because I try to split it in half. Yeah.
Saturday is recoup. Like, recoup from the week. I gotta, like, just completely, like, just recoup and, like, just sleep and, like, just mentally decompress. And then Sunday is, like, preparation for the week ahead.
Yeah.
And if that is not what you do over the weekends, like, you're going to pay for it. The whole entire next week, you're screwed. It's over. It's done.
But so, I feel like that's probably just us because I see so many other people online doing so many fun things on the weekend. And I'm like,
but are they paying for it, though? That's the thing.
I guess.
Like, don't get caught up in social media. Don't get caught up in social media.
You're right.
Like,
screw social media.
Right. So if everyone's, I'm out
crazy.
Of, like, I'm doing boozy brunch and stuff. Yeah.
Like, how are you guys doing that? Like, you're not meal prepping your lunch for the week? Me at home doing my laundry. I'm like, well, you guys aren't folding laundry right now?
But are they struggling when they come in, you know, for like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday? That's the thing. If you have like a busy weekend, do you feel like you're paying for it Monday, Tuesday? Or is that just Jess and I?
Now.
These are the top three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three with Jess. Number three.
A woman in Maryland is making national news after turning a glance at her car's dashboard into a $100,000 lottery win. She was filling out her Pick 5 lottery ticket when she noticed the numbers on her odometer and decided to use them. And not only did she trust her instincts once, but she bought two tickets with the exact same numbers for the same drawing. And both of her tickets hit, earning her $5,000 each for a total of $100,000. And apparently, this is not the first time that she's gotten lucky. The woman who is choosing to remain anonymous told lottery officials that this was her third big win in the past 20 years.
Wait, how does that work if you buy two? Is that better than if you buy two tickets with the same numbers? That feels like that would be to a disadvantage to you to have two tickets with the same numbers.
Wait, what do you, but if you pick the numbers, don't you just win though?
I don't know, but
I feel like we're not the people to have this conversation. I never do it.
I know. Jess is the worst lottery person. I don't know how it works either. But either way, that's cool. That's cool to be able to have that intuition. Like, you look down at your odometer and you're like,
okay,
yo.
Okay, but can we talk about, what do you mean this is your third big win in the last 20 years?
Some people, man, some people can just do it. Some people, I swear, some people are just born to win the lottery. And there's people like Jess and I that just can never, like never. I've won a couple scratch-offs for like $5. And like, that's going to be, that's like, I think Jesus put me on this planet to only cap out at
like
5.
Like, that's it.
And that's it. And that's okay.
Number 2.
A Minecraft movie breaks records to become the highest opening video game movie of all time. According to The Hollywood Reporter, the film took $163 million on its first 3 days, which puts it ahead of the previous record holder, the Super Mario Brothers movie, which took $146 million on its opening weekend in 2023. With more than 300 million sales and over 140 million players each month, Minecraft is the best-selling video game of all time.
Can you explain this to me, too? Apparently, cops are getting called to the theaters for this movie. I saw this on TikTok. There's one part of the movie where the kids are, like, screaming out. Have you not seen this?
No.
I don't know. If you go look at this up on TikTok, apparently, and you may know more than I do about this. I just saw this last night. There's, like, one part of the movie where, like there's some phrase that kids are saying and screaming out. And
oh, because it's in the video game?
It must be in the video game or something.
So my sister is a big Minecrafter TM.
Yeah.
And apparently it's a meme from like one of like the YouTubers back in the day, I think it is.
Yeah.
Or like it's some kind of like fandom meme.
Okay.
And they like lost their mind that they like reference it in the movie.
Okay.
But
so they
I
all like call back to it.
Yeah, I didn't know cops were being called about it. Like,
yeah.
I knew fans were like,
they're like getting so rowdy that cops are having to get called to the theater.
Because they don't know what it is.
No, people don't know what's going on because fans are going crazy about it.
Gosh.
And so whatever.
That's so awesome.
Just y'all relax. It's
That's
not that
cool.
big a deal. Yeah.
Number one.
Sydney Sweeney and ex-fiance Jonathan DeVito were recently spotted together in Los Angeles shortly after news broke of their split. The pair apparently, you know, they seemed pretty low-key while grabbing lunch despite the breakup, but they weren't alone. They were with their dog. So fans were speculating, like, were they discussing custody situation? A source previously confirmed to Us Weekly that Sydney and Jonathan are officially split, adding that the actress is telling friends that she is single with their spring wedding plans reportedly canceled. Obviously, rumors continue to circulate about a possible romance between Sweeney and her Anyone But You co-star Glenn Powell after Sweeney's attendance at Powell's sister's wedding. However, the co-stars did not attend the wedding together.
What do you think is going to happen? You think these two are actually going to end up together? Her and Glenn?
Sydney?
Sydney and Glenn, yeah.
I don't know.
Like, what's your gut telling you with this?
Honestly, like truly, I feel evenly split inside about them either ending up together or them genuinely just being really good friends because of the industry and who they are. And just because it happened to be a romantic comedy and both of them are like extremely good looking.
I know.
So it's like, is this all in our, like, could these people literally just be like best friends? She's a friend of the family. Like, she's really close to his sister. And all of us are like, you know what I mean?
I go back and forth on this. I have so many female friends. I'm literally just platonic with.
Exactly.
I know.
That's what I'm kind of shocked for you because you have so many female friends.
And I'm literally, I'm riding like so hard on this whole affair story.
Yeah,
and
you
like,
think they're together.
I do, and like it seems such a shady situation to me. And then like I have to back up and be like, well, maybe not. Maybe they are just like working together, but I don't know. Maybe
I really don't know, but I will say when the headline said that they were at lunch with their dog, I'm like, damn, are they talking about who gets the dog right now?
Probably,
that made me sad.
I
think that's what they were. I think that's what the lunch was for.
I know.
This is Jess, and that's your top three, brought to you by Goal Vision. Good morning. I am judging the Orioles hot dog race this weekend, but I might commit a major mascot scandal.
When Jess has a dilemma and is put to the test, she turns to her family because nieces know best.
That was a cute jingle, wasn't it? Thank you. Spent millions on that. Welcome to Nieces Know Best. If you've never been here for Nieces Know Best, think of this as like, you remember we used to come home on like Friday nights and there'd be like Full House on or Steve Urkel or whatever. This is kind of like that, but for our radio show where Jess and her family get together for a light, whimsical, family-friendly segment. And that's what we're doing right now. And you don't know Jess's nieces. Let's do a quick introduction because this is a brand new time for this.
So I'm really close to my family. And all my family's in California. So once a week, I talk to my nieces, Abby and Maya. Abby is 13 and Maya is 10. Just about different things that are going on in my life. And yes, I do think that getting advice or just perspective from kids is really great because they're honest and transparent. They can't help themselves.
Yeah.
And so I was letting the girls know that this Sunday, I will be at the O's game basically as a guest judge for the hot dog race.
Yeah.
Now, if you're not aware, I have been trying to try out to be Relish, but unfortunately the Orioles told me I cannot be Relish. I cannot be the mascot. I am too short, but they did invite me to judge the race. But there is something that I really want to do, and I'm not sure if I'm going to get in trouble with the O's if I do it. Okay, I need your advice because I'm Team Relish. So do you think it would be messed up if I wore my Team Relish t-shirt as I'm judging the race, even though I'm supposed to be a fair judge? Abby, you go first.
I think you can, like, have your own opinions and, like, maybe be like, I don't know, I think Relish made that. But to wear a Team Relish shirt and then vouch for Relish, I don't think that'd be very fair.
Okay, it's gonna compromise my validity if I'm telling the truth or not, you think?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Maya, what do you think?
I agree with Abby, but if I were a judge, I would be wearing all the shirts, I would be wearing pants, I would have a bag, I would have a hat. Yeah, I would be a really bad judge, but it's fine.
But you would be wearing that for the team that you're rooting for?
Yes.
Okay, how about this? What if I'm wearing my Orioles jersey, but I have my Relish t-shirt under?
Yes.
Huh?
And then you can, like, take it off at the end and be like, hey.
If she wins, I can take it off. Okay. Thanks, guys. Love you.
Love you.
I mean, it seems completely jacked up, man.
You can't
just go. I mean, okay, so imagine this. Imagine that you were to go to an O's game and the ref was wearing an O's jersey. Wouldn't you immediately be like, this seems a little unfair.
So, okay, immediately. Yes, you're correct. However, I have been so transparent and vocal about how I am so Team Relish and have been and always will be and have been this entire time. I literally applied for the job to be Relish only. So it's not like it's you a secret. So what? I don't know why I couldn't just wear my Relish shirt.
But you can't go. You can't walk. Now you've entered in. You've agreed to go be part of something. And once you agree to go be a part of it, you can't then show, you know, some
but just
type
because
of
I'm rooting
favoritism.
For her doesn't mean I won't like high five ketchup or mustard if they win as well. Like, I'm not going to be like, if they clearly win, I'm not going to be like, that's no, you guys actually can't. Lost at Relish. I would never do that. But I don't see why I couldn't support Relish.
Doesn't that seem unfair? Doesn't that seem unfair if Jess were to show favoritism? Like, imagine for...
I think it's just me being myself. Everybody knows why I'm there.
You're there to judge. You're there to judge a race.
Because they told me I couldn't be Relish. That's the only reason why I'm actually going to be there on Sunday.
Imagine this. Imagine that you... Let's put it like in these terms, okay? And this should hit everybody just right in the gut. Imagine you were to go vote for the next president, okay? And you walked into the voting
booth. People do that all the time.
No, right.
I had my sticker on me. No, everybody knew what I was going to do.
But imagine you walked into the voting booth and the person collecting your
stuff.
Your ballot...
Yeah.
Was wearing the opposing person's
that's fine.
Shirt. You feel like this feels a little weird.
I'd say thank you for your time, sir or ma'am.
Sunday, if you're going to the O's game, look for Jess. She's going to be judging the
hot dog
race. Is it fair if she is to wear a Relish shirt? Because she is Team Relish. But that just feels, I don't know, that feels weird.
Correct.
Kramer and Jess.
$1,000.
Hey, try these questions. Yesterday, someone knocked out all 7 in 60 seconds and see if you can do this. Some people are so good at this game and see how you do. Yesterday, it was Janice.
No, it's Courtney.
Why do I think her name is Janice?
I don't know.
Janice sounds so right in my heart, but it was not Janice. It was
Courtney.
But
it's not.
And her son's name was Brayden.
Hayden.
Okay. Caller number 10, Jay. Hi, who's this?
Good morning. It's Debbie and Jason from Annapolis and our kiddos.
Debbie and Jason. And the kiddos. And what's up, guys?
Hey, how are you?
We're good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing well. We're excited to be here again.
Well, we're excited to have you guys here. We got a beautiful day here in Maryland. It was a little cold. Remember that 1 week of spring we had, and now it's back to being
it's
winter?
It's not even a week, you guys. It was like 3 days, maybe.
Man, disappointing, but...
It's Maryland.
It's Maryland.
It's true.
It's true. Maryland's just being Maryland.
It is what it is. We know what to expect.
All right. Well, you guys know how this goes. We are going to go to Jess, so everyone's very clear how this game goes. And you can play along in your car. I know that Debbie and Jason, the kids, are going to play live, but you guys can play along in your car, and Jess will explain how this whole thing goes. And then we're going to go for the $1,000 in free gas. Jessica.
If you can answer 7 trivia questions in 60 seconds, you win $1,000 in free Dash and gas. But if you get one wrong, mispronounce one, or take longer than 60 seconds, you are out. Now, remember, you can pass on the ones you don't know. You just got to say pass. Pass, and then we will go back to them only if there is time at the end. Debbie, Jason, and kids, you ready to play?
Yeah.
Woo!
Your chance at $1,000 in Dash and Gas starts now.
Question number one. In what city does the hockey team the Blackhawks play?
Pass.
Question number two. What do you call the hair along a horse's neck?
The mane.
Correct. Question number three. An hour and a half plus 25 minutes is how many minutes?
115.
Correct. Minutes. Question number three. What is the name of the evil clown in Stephen King's It?
Pennywise.
Correct. Question number five. Which African country is known as the Rainbow Nation?
Pass.
Question number six. What kind of animal is Disney's character Raja from Aladdin?
A tiger.
Correct. Question number seven. What is the average of the numbers 10, 20, 30, 40, and 50? And that's going to be 60 seconds. It is 30. Yeah. You got that correct.
You got that last one right.
Wow.
That
Man,
was pretty
we
good.
Almost had it today.
Yeah, you only passed on two.
Okay, let's go back to these, Jess.
Question number one, in what city does the hockey team, the Blackhawks, play? Do you guys know that one now?
Chicago.
That was Chicago. And the one other one you skipped was number five. Which African country is known as the Rainbow Nation?
South Africa.
Hey, listen. You guys were really good. You were killing it. I was wondering about the average. You guys, you knocked out the average real quick. Like, that math was like, you spit that right back out.
I'm a very engineer. It's in his blood.
Yeah, he was ready.
I was about to say, all the math ones and the number ones, y'all knew right away.
Yeah, you were ready to go. Hey, listen. That was a great round. I feel really good about that. You also feel really good about that. And it's all good because tomorrow we come back. And the good thing about this game, man, we just come back every single day. There's another chance to win $1,000 in free gas. Did y'all have fun?
We did. Thank you so much for making our Tuesday morning a lot more exciting.
Thanks for being here. There goes Debbie. There goes Jason and the kids. Y'all have a great Tuesday, and we're going to try it again tomorrow, okay?
Yep.
Thanks for spreading joy.
Oh, we love you guys and appreciate you so much. And make sure to head to Dashen. And, you know, if they've got top-tier performance gasoline, that means fuel at Dashen meets performance standards set by some of the leading auto brands. Fill up with top-tier gas at Dashen.
Have you ever wondered, like, would it have ever worked out with my high school sweetheart? I'm sure that question has possibly popped in your head before. Well, I got the option to explore that this weekend because, I'll be honest, the reason that the girl that I dated in high school broke up is just because life pulled us apart. She ended up in New York and I was in Georgia and it just didn't work out, right? But life circumstances ended up with us reconnecting over Facebook not too long ago. And lo and behold, we said, why don't we just meet up and see how this goes, right?
Yeah.
And thanks to my good friends over here, Miss Jess and Miss Charlotte, we decided, hey, why don't we just do this and see how this goes? So
we decided.
Well, I needed some positive encouragement, man. This almost sounded too crazy.
No, we had a whole pros and cons list situation going on in the studio that day.
And I didn't even know. I was like, should I even do this? Does this sound crazy to y'all? Like, it's been 25 years now since we've even connected.
I also felt like you were trying to come up with an excuse not to go because you were getting nervous.
Even Friday, if you weren't here for Friday's show, I was like, the weather was going to be bad. I was like, I don't know if I should go, man. So on Friday, I went up to New York and it was a true New York experience, man. Like, I went to go see Wicked and that was a lot of fun. I ended up going to go see Last Week Tonight with John Oliver, which was a fun show. Just did the typical New York things. I said early in the show, we saw people pooping on the streets. I mean, it was your true, typical New York experience.
Weekend in the city. Was this potential love or just a potential friendship?
I'm getting there. Okay.
It's a long intro.
So, I know. So I'll be honest, I was really nervous. When her and I reconnected, I was really way more nervous than I thought I was going to be because some of those feelings don't die. Feelings that I thought that would go away didn't really go away, surprisingly.
Well, it's a mix of nostalgia and just curiosity.
Right.
You guys dated when you were like 16 years old, but like, honestly, this is a new person.
Kind of.
And so it is exciting.
It's like, yes and no. It's like a new person, but it was almost like this childhood nostalgia.
Totally.
Like flood of...
You probably felt like a teenager again, right?
Yes, it was almost it's almost like you ever get back together with just the old friends in general. Yeah. And like it was kind of like that. So that was definitely kind of fun. Y'all, I got friend-zoned so hard.
Oh.
I got friend-zoned so, just to cut to the chase, I got friend-zoned so hard in this situation.
Is that terrible? Because the reason why I asked too about the nostalgia and like, even though maybe potentially this didn't go the direction that you wanted it to go, it's still really nice to have someone that reminds you of home, especially like out here closer to you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or are you absolutely not? I feel like that's a no.
This one, if I'm being honest with you, like full transparency, this one hurt. And it hasn't hurt in a while.
Because you were excited.
And I shouldn't have been. I knew the possibilities that like this probably wasn't going to be a thing. And I even told John, let's not get excited about this one.
I think there's a difference between being excited and having expectations. I think it's okay to be excited for something potentially new. I think it's dangerous to have expectations that something is automatically going to go a certain way.
Well, I was optimistic because you guys do have that history, not from high school, but it sounds like you've gone through similar things in the past few years.
Yes.
Right, both being divorced and everything.
So I
was
excited for you regardless to be able to connect with someone.
Same.
About
that. So did I.
I'll tell you what it is, and maybe there's somebody that can relate to this. Being single in your 30s is one thing. Now that I'm in my 40s and single, it's just a different game. game. Like, as you go through these processes in your 40s, they just feel a little bit more different. I feel like I'm running out of time. I don't think it was her. I don't think it had nothing to do with her. It was lovely. We had a great time. And I'm not
Maybe that was the expectation you put on the situation, not necessarily her, but this fear of running out of time.
I think it's this fear of running out of time.
Okay.
Listen, it was a great weekend. Lovely person. Something stung about this one. It's this weird fear in the background of running out of time.
I think that's a valid fear you have, but that's not the truth. You're not running out of time.
I don't know. I
mean, you're really not.
I think when I was just getting out of something, that was one thing. Mm-hmm. But now we're 7 years into it. And I'm like, it's not.
But I don't think you can put a blanket time on it, because even though you're 7 years removed, you have not actually been necessarily ready to even be speaking the way you are.
Yeah.
So that's why I don't think it's fair to say you're running out of time, because nothing that was meant to be yours would have come your way, because you wouldn't have been ready for it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So I think that's a different perspective you can look at the situation with.
True. Well, I saw somebody pooping on a curb this weekend.
That's always
fun. I mean, there was that part of New York.
And I'm really proud of you for going.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I bet I can predict how most women are going to answer this question, because y'all are just very predictable creatures. Listen, I've was married for 10 years and I've dated enough to know how y'all are.
Already not down for whatever you're about to talk about.
There's a survey. Actually, it's more of a question of like, why are y'all this way?
There we go.
There's a survey out this morning asking what temperature do you like your showers at, okay? And I'm going to give you five options, and you just tell me which one of these shower temperatures do you like yours at, okay? The first option, fiery hot, okay? The next one, roasty toasty. Mm. Next one, warm. Next one, lukewarm. Ugh. And the next one, cold. And I'll give you what most people said here. It's fiery hot, roasty toasty, warm, lukewarm, or cold, okay? I'm going to assume if you're a female, you're probably going to say somewhere between roasty toasty and like the depths of hell. Okay. Like somewhere in that spectrum, because any female I've ever been with, they like the world's hottest showers. Yes. Which one of those would you pick? Honestly,
roasty toasty. Yeah. Wow. I also just want that on a shirt. I just really love the way that sounds. I'm going roasty toasty. Also, I don't want the fan on in my shower. My husband always tries to turn on the fan whenever I'm in the shower, because all of the steam in there, right?
Yeah.
And he like turns on the fan, and I'm like, no, I want it to be as steamy as heck in here. I don't even want to see in front of me. Like, I want it steamy. I want like the mirror to be all crazy. But it's just the vibe.
Hot. You like it hot. Just,
yeah, I want it feel like I'm in an steam room in the shower.
Okay, Charlotte, which one? Between fiery hot, roasty toasty, warm, lukewarm, cold, which one do you like your shower?
I would say typically roasty toasty. Yeah. If it's a bath, it needs to be scalding hot, so it stays warm for as long as possible.
Okay.
But for shower,
fair enough.
But every once in a while, I do want like a cooler shower.
Really?
The whole time, cool?
Yeah, every. But on average, once though, in a blue moon,
you want it warm.
Yeah.
I swear to you, like me, warm. Do not go into roasty toasty. If that
only
is going
warm?
To only warm. Mm. No man wants to go roasty toasty. No man wants to go roasty toasty. We stop at warm.
What I think this comes down to?
What's that?
Men have a lower pain tolerance.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So I think
absolutely
that's true.
That's why maybe we can handle the more scalding water.
My ex-wife, people I've dated in the past. Oh my God! I step into those showers.
Like, it's hot.
I jump right back out. It is crazy. Okay, Texas. Honestly, which one of those? One. And by the way, the most common answer, roasty toasty. Most people want, and women, by the way, 77% of women say they want roasty toasty.
I'm going to say 90% of the text line right now is roasty toasty, second in line, fiery hot.
I'm telling you, y'all love these. Just what happened?
I just got a message back and I hate myself.
Okay.
Apparently, I can't talk about anything anymore because. Yeah. Because I got by myself.
Sometimes we're surprised people listen to this show because it's garbage. But like, so where are we in this?
Okay, so I possibly Garage Boy and I are about to make our first ever like married couple friends here, and we're supposed to meet up with them this Friday. And he's this really awesome dude that I met a while ago. He's an influencer in Baltimore, like a foodie influencer, and he invited Garage Boy and I to go with him while he reviews this this restaurant with him and his wife. And I was really excited. And I messaged him back about the possible time of when we could go last Thursday. And 4 days later, I did not hear from him. And my fear was that he heard me talking about it, or maybe his wife possibly heard me talk about it. And she was like, heck no, I'm not hanging out with a psychopath. And so I was freaking out. And then I look down and I get a message that he responded. And apparently he heard the whole thing. Should I open it now?
I think you should open it. I think we should find out what it says. Okay, fine. So what, where, because this, now this is embarrassing. For the fact
no,
that like you,
no, God, dang no. it. Okay, this is what he said. He said this. He was like, 5:30 works. My friend just snapped me of you not hearing back. I'm so sorry. No. Who are you? Why would you me like that? Don't listen to the show ever again.
Wait, so.
And then he was like, I was away for a Pittsburgh wedding this weekend. And he goes, I just tried calling the studio, but I couldn't get through.
Oh, God, that is so embarrassing.
They don't want to hang out with me anymore. I feel so bad for my husband. I ruined this for us.
So their friend heard you talk about
His friend heard me talk about it. So they snapped him and was like, hey, this psycho girl that you're supposed, that you and your wife supposed to hang out with this weekend, maybe cancel because she's a weirdo.
So where can you even go from here at this point?
Should we just call him? Should I apologize?
I feel like at this point, like, we just need to like clear the air. This has become such a weird saga.
I don't want to call him before. Now I feel like he's forced to hang out with me on Friday.
Yeah, I feel like this has become such a weird forced thing to even do at this point.
Charlotte, should we just call him or no?
Yeah,
we should definitely call him.
I think, yeah. No matter what.
Messy.
It's good messy radio at this point, right? Like. So you have his number?
Yes.
Okay. So you text Charlotte his number.
Okay.
Charlotte, you get on the phone, set him up, let him know we're on though right now.
Okay.
And then we'll see if we can like set this whole thing up.
Awesome.
I feel like this is gonna make it 10 times worse.
It's gonna make it at least 10 times more awkward in this whole thing.
Like, I feel like he's not gonna wanna him and his wife. There's no chance him and his wife are gonna wanna hang out with us on Friday. There's no way.
I just don't even know where we go from there. Like I feel like, honestly, here's what I feel like. I feel like I'm like your big brother and I'm like having to like defend your honor.
But
right
don't
now
but like, that's making but my thing is that's actually making it worse. Like you doing that is actually making it worse.
I don't mean to like make this awkward now. I just want to
Okay, guys.
Yeah.
He's ready. You ready?
Good. Okay, yeah.
No.
We have to be ready now, dude. Okay. His name is what?
Louis.
Louis, hi.
Hey, Kramer.
What took you 4 days? If someone took 4 days to get back to me, I'd feel like there was no interest. There was zero interest in this. Jess is really, really does want to be like couple friends. She's been excited about this.
I was away in Pittsburgh, by the way, for a wedding.
Yeah.
You know, which Pittsburgh is actually not that bad of a town, you know, in the Steelers, you know, whatever. But Jess, I just want to go on record. I want to apologize.
I thought you guys like, I don't know, maybe went on like a deep dive Instagram thing, or maybe like heard the show and you were like, yeah, no, we're not hanging out with them anymore.
Yeah, no, like we're not interested.
No, not at all. No.
Because you have to, like, again, I can only put this in dating terms, right? But it seemed like if I messaged somebody and was like, hey, like, do you want to hang out this weekend? And then I didn't hear back for 4 days, I would also assume they just were not interested in hanging out with me anymore.
Sure, yeah.
Right? So that I had to then give my friend advice of like, hey, maybe they just aren't that interested in, and you just can't chase after people that aren't that interested in.
I feel like we're ruining this, and Louis does not want anything to do with us.
No, not at all. So you know, if anything, I hope that we'll all share some pizzas and have a good time supporting the O's.
Okay, so let's get this straight. What time are you guys meeting for the first time? Can we just get this?
We are meeting at 5:30.
On Friday.
On Friday.
Yes. On Friday.
Yes.
And there's no expectations here, people. If it works out,
No.
Yeah, if it works out, cool. If it doesn't work out, that's totally fine.
We're just going to hang out.
You know, I doubt that it won't not work out.
Friday, 5:30.
At 5:30.
Friday, 5:30.
Our first married couple friends ever. Yeah.
I love it.
We'll just say that we're eating pizza. That's all we need to say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Everybody feel good? Okay, good. Anybody else feel like if their ChatGPT gets hacked, like, you're cooked, you're done? Like, do you feel like...
Oh, you mean as if, like, if people can see what you've talked to ChatGPT about?
Bro, I fear more that if you get my ChatGPT info versus, like, my banking information. I would rather you know my PIN number than like what I talk to ChatGPT about.
You're lying.
I swear to you. The way I talk to ChatGPT, I would tell my ChatGPT stuff versus my best friend. I swear to you.
I was actually going to bring that up because I'm not sure if people know that they can speak to ChatGPT that way,
mm-hmm.
and it'll speak back to you scary. As if you're talking to somebody.
It's scary. It's getting to a point now.
It's like iRobot.
Do you do that? And if you don't, just know that you can.
If you don't, you should, because well, it's pretty cool.
I don't know if you should or if you shouldn't.
Yeah.
But I've gotten to a point now to where you can, and if you don't know, ChatGPT now has a feature on the cell phone where you can literally talk to it, and it like will recognize and like talk back to you in almost human-like quality, right?
Yes, AI is getting interesting. Even though it's a human-like quality, it's interesting because you know that it's a computer, so you kind of think it's giving you this kind of like unbiased perspective.
Right, but it almost has this compassionate-like quality now to where you feel like it cares about you. And that's where it's starting to get tricky. The reason we're bringing this up now is there's this really interesting study that came out this morning that says that a third of people trust ChatGPT more than experts now. Like you and your neighbors are trusting. I mean, at least a third of people in Maryland say, I trust ChatGPT versus like going to a doctor or something.
Well, I'm not going to lie. Like there have been things that I've asked ChatGPT where like I just wouldn't know who else to ask or how to get that information that easily. Just for example, like something about my student loans and like maybe if there's like a different avenue I can go about like financing them, all of these kinds of things. And the breakdown that ChatGPT gave me on all of these different options of what banks are really good regarding student loans and why they would be good for them, and then also explaining it to me in a way that I would understand was wild.
Okay, I think that might be like a logical explanation. Like sometimes it can break down things that may be like too technical for us to be able to understand and like expert advice. And like that's scary because you're trusting advice from a computer versus maybe a human that can logically say, is this true? Because here's what we've even learned about using ChatGPT with stuff for our show is maybe it's right about 80% of the time.
And then sometimes it's absolutely not and it messes up.
Right. And so even like when I use it in my real life stuff, especially when it comes to like, I was looking up some stuff about taxes the other day.
Yes, yes.
And I even had to like stop myself. I had to be like, wait, I should probably consult with a CPA before I just trust this blindly. You know what I mean?
Okay, yes. But also let me ask you this, because that is kind of how I felt about asking questions about my student loans before wanting to go to a bank. The reason why I was asking ChatGPT certain things and specific questions is because I feel like when you go to a bank or a specific bank, they're going to tell you, sometimes you can't necessarily trust what they're going to say because they want
to sell you on stuff.
No, because they do want to sell you on things. And so that's why, and that's where it gets a little tricky, right? And it makes me nervous about feeling more comfortable asking a computer because I know it's not trying to sell me something. Is that bad or am I brainwashed?
It's a great question. I don't even, now that's the question. We don't even know anymore. We don't even know. But that's, you just need to know, like if you're using ChatGPT and all this AI stuff, man, a third of us are willing to go to ChatGPT versus going to experts anymore.
Hey, this is Warren from Pasadena. Am I a bad dad because I took my son's tires off his car while he was at school?
You what?
Let me explain what we're doing here because that might have been a little jarring. This is Mix 106.5. It's Kramer and Jess. It's a time of week where parents ask for their parenting to be judged. Where are we, Jess?
Parents call in and tell us about a situation where someone in their life has called them a bad mom or a bad dad, and we just want to take a look at the situation and maybe look at it from a different perspective and have a better understanding of why someone would even say that to you in the first place.
Wait, so why did you have to take the tires off his car?
Because he was delinquent on the loan payment that he owed me. So he wanted the fancy tires for his car. So they're $150 each. He wanted that all-terrain, all-weather sport tire. Mm-hmm. So I agreed to help him pay for it if he paid me back $50 payments. Okay. And last week he did not make that payment. And I mentioned it to him the day after that he owes me. And when that week went by, I went to his school and popped his tires off, came back.
Wait, how old is he?
He's 16.
Wow. So he drove to school, and then you went and took him off while he was at school.
That's right, yeah, and he was late getting home that day because he had to catch a ride.
What was his reaction to that?
Oh, he was livid.
Wait, but where's the car now?
Oh, well, the car's in the driveway now. When I got home, my wife saw what I did. She wasn't having it. She made me go back and get the car.
So your rationale was what? You have to admit, that's pretty extreme.
How is that extreme? He bought something and then he couldn't pay for it, so he doesn't get to keep that anymore. That's just how the world works. If I don't make my payments, they'll come and take my stuff. I'm trying to teach him a lesson here.
But wait, before you did that, did you give him any sort of warning that like something was going to go down if he didn't make the payment?
Well, yeah. The morning it was due, I mentioned it to him at breakfast. He said he would have it by the end of the day. I checked up with him the next morning, and he said he'd just forgotten, and I let a week go by.
Okay.
So he had a heads up.
He gave me $100 on that second time, and nothing came through, so I went and took him.
And so you're saying, like, in the real world, that wouldn't fly, and so you're just trying to say this is like a life lesson of, like,
I'm just trying to prepare him. Yeah, this is what you can expect.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, let's talk about this. So Warren's saying, hey, listen, I loaned my son some money for some tires, with basically the understanding that we got a payment plan, and I expect these payments. I mean, and he knew the payment schedule, right? Like, there's no doubt.
It was very clear. We have it on a calendar on the fridge.
Okay. And he's been making those payments.
Yeah, he was three payments in.
He missed a payment. You gave him a week and he still didn't make it.
Yeah, he missed that fourth and fifth payment.
Okay. And so then you said, all right, that's it. I've got to teach him a lesson. Like, if I missed a car payment, Jess, they're not going to be like, it's fine. Don't even worry about it. Like, they're coming to take my Jeep. He called you then a bad dad.
Oh, yeah, I'm the worst dad.
Okay, so, I mean, was Warren in the wrong? That he said, I repossessed the tires while he was at school. And why at school? Was that part of the whole equation?
Oh, I just knew that would give me plenty of time to get the tires without rolling up on me.
Okay, all right, got it. So was that the wrong move to make? We'll go to Jess first, and then you start calling 410-583-1065.
I don't think you're wrong for wanting to teach him a lesson. I just don't think taking the tires off while the car was at school to embarrass him like that in front of everybody was the right thing to do. Like, I don't know, at 16 to do that, I mean, he's not going to hear the end of it for the rest of probably his high school career.
From my perspective, the bank doesn't care how I feel. If they come take my car while I'm at work and that embarrasses me, I don't think that really causes them to sweat any. And also, to make this point, to teach this lesson, it's got to be extreme. I want him to remember this. Mm-hmm. And this makes me think, too. I mean, I grew up, when I started driving a few decades ago, this is exactly something that my dad would have done to me.
Yeah.
So maybe it doesn't play the same a few decades later, but it does make that point get across. I didn't want to do it.
Yeah.
But he basically made me do this.
Mm-hmm. Warren's saying, we had a payment agreement back on these tires that I got him. And then my son missed the payment schedule. And I gave him some extra time. He still didn't pay it. So I went when he was at school. I took the tires. Was that the right thing or the wrong thing to do?
This is Amy on 2 in Edgewater.
Hi, Amy. Good morning.
Oh, hi, guys. How are you?
We're good. What do you think? Was it too far?
No, 100% not. I applaud this dude for, like, staying on schedule, giving a so I do think that he probably at the beginning should have said, hey, if you don't pay me in a timely manner, I'm going to take your tires.
Yeah,
away.
Okay.
But
okay.
At the same time, that was, I mean, you're paying for the thing, so it's kind of, maybe not for a 16-year-old, but it's an awesome lesson to be able to be so, like, so on point with it.
Yeah.
Like, I wish that because I got three kids and they're in their early 20s and they're, you know, they understand the way the world works. I think we've done a pretty good job, but like that immediate consequence is so important to be able to teach them that, like, okay, yeah, I know. And I reminded you, but it's your responsibility to make this payment to me. That was our agreement. And no, I'm 100% on board with
dad.
Yo,
it's
crazy you say that. We're getting so many texts this morning saying the complete opposite of that. Text here says, that tire dad just guaranteed a future therapist 7 figures worth of profits. What an a-hole. Another text, too far. It was a one payment. It seems like way too much work for a lousy $50. So is that, I just don't know if like that's what most parents are saying.
This is Quinn on 7 in Baltimore.
Quinn, good morning. How are you?
Hey guys, I'm good. How are you?
We're good. So what do you think about this? Is it too far?
Nope. I'm absolutely 100% behind him.
And why? But just it's a, the school
and why?
Thing?
So because I see the lesson and the intent, but I think the only question I have is why, like the fact that he did it at school in front of everybody. You still think that was the right way to go?
Yeah, especially if he did it at school in front of his friends and took it from in front of his friends, because that makes a bigger impact.
You love that. You love that part. You wouldn't take
absolutely
that part back. No. And why?
Yeah. My son was 15. He borrowed money to buy a gaming system. He wanted to buy this gaming system. So, okay, cool. Loaned you the money. He paid me back. He missed a couple payments. Went to his room and took the gaming system.
You went to his room and took the gaming system.
Sorry, your phone broke up. So you took the gaming system back because he missed the payments.
Yeah, I took the gaming system and I hooked it up to the TV in the living room and I was playing the games when he came home.
He likes mine now.
So to you, it's the same thing, whether it's a gaming system or tires. You need to teach them a lesson in the sense.
Absolutely. You borrow money, you have an obligation to pay it back.
Yeah.
In the real world, you borrow money for something, you borrow money to buy a car, you're financing a car, you're financing a house, you're financing whatever. The people who run that finance company aren't going to say, oh, it's okay. You can miss a few payments. Yeah. It's okay. It's not okay.
If he's 2 years away.
If you learn that lesson early, you know, when you become an adult and you're dealing with all this stuff, you're not going to let that happen to you.
Yeah.
And if he's 2 years away from being 18, it's kind of like, whatever. Yeah. I mean, we can take it. It's just so funny because every phone line that we've gone through so far is going to say the same thing. The text line seems to be split, but still I would say as I'm going through just kind of eyeing the text line, it's probably 50-50. But it's everyone on hold right now is saying that he's doing the right thing. So it's like, Warren, we're going to go with it. Seems like at least majority of parents are saying like you're not wrong for what you did here, man. No matter like what it seems like he thinks or like what your wife is saying, you know, like.
It got the point across.
Yeah,
Yeah, dude.
I feel like the lesson is going to stick. I don't know that he's going to want to borrow money from me anytime soon.
Yeah, sure.
But I do hope it sits in his mind how important money is and how we have to react to that. So if there's a system set up, we need to follow through.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.